It's not so bad there. Somewhere in the middle. This is the important stuff that you have to do for the radio, you know? No one's going to do it for me. I don't have any kind of a producer. I wish I did. I'd love to do that thing, you know? I could start every show pretending I didn't know what I was doing. And then, you know, I'm like, oh my God, the mics are hot. I didn't mean to say that thing, which is the only thing I've ever wanted to say. And I just said, all right, I think we're ready. Are we ready to do this shit? Are we grown-ups now?
Life's not like Flynn, and you've done all you can. You may need a new plan. Call the helpful snowman. He'll tell you what to do. If your life's tied to the post, he will make you brand new. If you don't like it, fuck you.
Yo, I don't think we should talk about this.
Come on, why not?
People might misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know?
No, but that's a part of life.
Come on.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that may be. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex.
Let's talk about sex for now. To the people at home or in the crowd.
Let's talk about sex. We have a great show planned for you today. I've got a nice book I picked up that's real questions from preteens about body changes, sex, and other growing up stuff. You know, I try not to preview too much because if I do that, it just ruins it for myself. So what I did is I just looked at a couple questions, and once I saw how great they are, I knew this was meant to be. I had stopped myself, you know what I mean, and said, Pete, walk away and enjoy the questions as they come up. Blow that music video, that Salt and Pepper video I saw. There's a new video by a man named Snoop Lion, who is Snoop Dogg. Which everyone said things about him being Snoop Lion, which pissed me off because everything pisses me off and I can't have a good life. But also, you know how bad it is? Hang on, Zay. I saw this video of a friend who has like a baby and they have a dog who's like 7 months old and the dog and the baby were playing together happily. All I could think is, man, when that fucking dog dies, that kid is going to be fucking inconsolable. And then I thought, well, why? Why do you have to go there? You know what I mean? Nothing can be enjoyed by anyone just because you're unhappy. That's a nice way to live. You're right. Probably kids shouldn't have dogs because the dogs will die and then the kids will be sad for a while and learn about death. That would be the worst thing. But Snoop Dogg, you know, he's Snoop Lion now, which everyone made a big deal out of. However, I don't think everyone made such a big deal out of, and I, you know, threaten you to look this up yourself, when Snoop Dogg was going to change his name to Nigarachi, like Liberace combined with Nigga. I mean, what is that? That's a pretty crazy idea for a change. You know, everyone's like, oh, he changed the dog to Lion. It's like, what about the part where he came up with Nigarachi? Which I do think is actually a pretty excellent name. I kind of wish he'd gone with that because, I don't know, it just sounds a lot more fun. I'm drinking, you're not going to believe this, one of my least favorite beverages, hot tea. I just did the procedure where you take the bag out of the tea, you know, like it's an old tampon just floating around in there. There needs to be a much better way to do that. I don't like the little string because the liquid travels up the string. I mean, people who make tea must be complete idiots. No one's figured this out yet. But it's like, or you just reach in there and grab it out and it's soggy and terrible. And then what do you do with it? You know, you throw it in the trash. I don't know. Seems wrong. And I don't know, can they be reused, a tea bag? I feel like it could. You know, it's just dried up old shit in there. I'm drinking tea because I'm having a real hangover, part two, day two. Yesterday was the real hangover. The other night, went out and had a million drinks. I was trying to count the next day, and I think it was something like nine that I could remember. For sure, I could certainly say I had nine. Beyond that, it's anyone's guess. Got real loaded. Had to do the thing where you sort of reconnoiter the next day. Ask people what happened. See if you did anything real dumb. The consensus was maybe not. You know. But you gotta ask, and then you find out. Because you don't really remember. Hate that part. Also the terrible nausea. And then waking up on Monday, and I, you know, felt fine Monday and was thinking, God damn it, there goes the whole week. Spent almost the whole weekend in a fog because I got so loaded. And so I can't drink beer right now. Yeah, I probably could. I might. I mean, this tea is not going to cut it. I can tell you that right now. And I can't drink coffee because it's very late. So I got no good options. My life is really quite terrible, everyone. So I don't think I have anything super special to do beyond this book. I think that you're really going to enjoy. I didn't want to do this in a power hour format because I didn't think I could necessarily finish, and it's not necessary. I was talking with a friend at work about our various health class experiences, which is hilarious. I mean, how do they? They must have an essay contest, and the loser has to teach health because it's never the English teacher. Or the math teacher, and they're also like, hey, listen, you're a smart, reasonable person who's used to expressing things in non-traditional ways. Maybe you should be the one talking about vaginas and whatnot. You know, instead, they're like, listen, you tell kids to run in a circle in a square-shaped gym. So you would probably be the best one to help them express what's happening with a penis and a vagina. You're the person I least... Ugh. I'll never forget my coach unwrapping a condom. That was so uncomfortable. I just remember thinking, like, is this what it's like for chicks? Just standing there watching a doofus with a condom, thinking, this is my last chance to get out of this. I could leave now. I mean, that's a good... I wonder if condoms are so hard to unwrap because it gives chicks a second chance. I think everyone should be using this. If you're a lady and you're not 100% sure, while that condom's getting unwrapped, that's a good time to think about it. Don't feel like once it's open, you're obligated. I mean, they are expensive, and it is a lot of work, and it's pretty annoying. But nonetheless, at no point is it too late to say no. Fuck it. I mean, it's not going to sound good when the guy says, I wasted a condom opening it. If you're a guy, I would suggest do not break the seal of the condom, but pre-tear the package a little bit. That would be what I'd say. Also, just don't get the cheap, shitty ones because they have cheap, shitty packaging. They're packaged in like old CD wrappers or something. They figured if it was good enough to preserve the wonderful music stylings of Whitesnake, then it's probably good enough for your Panini too. And it was funny. We were talking about the sex thing in school, and he was saying, in his case. He was not a great student, but he aced the sex part of the test. And the health teacher was kind enough to do it looks like we found a subject that Mr. So-and-so is interested for once, you know. And then I had a similar thing, you know, we had to label. It would show like a penis and it was have little blanks with lines going. And it's like, all right, which one's the vas deferens? And which one is the testes and the xiphoid process? I don't know. There's not that much stuff in there, as far as I can tell. So you had to label all the shit, you know what I mean? And we got to the lady parts. For the life of me, I could not tell. I remember there's one picture that was extremely graphic. I'm going to try and describe. This is a hard thing to describe, you know, because when you say, oh, the top of the vagina, what does that mean? You know, in what position? So imagine a woman is laying down on her back on a table, and you are crouched at the table staring directly into the vagina. So there's a picture like that that we were supposed to label. It was a little gruesome. to be honest. It was a little, you know, even sometimes today I'll see a picture of a very nice, very naked lady online and think like, oh God, this got biological. This is not fun. This is like I'm waiting for the lines to show up so I can label the parts. A little too close, zoomed in for my liking. Everything is very pronounced on this particular lady region. So there was that one. That one was too bad. And there are pubes, you know what I mean, of course. And, you know, it was the poor fucker who had to draw this diagram and draw in the pubes. You know, and he's thinking, how much pubes do I draw in? I mean, is this a hairy lady? You want to be in the middle. You can't just be like, oh, it was bald vagina. That's sexy. That's nice. But you can't just be like, well, I mean, I've seen some pretty hairy folks. Maybe this is my place to score a point for the hairies. Make them seem a little less like freaks. Can't do that either. You got to hit right in the middle. But, you know, my middle of hairiness might be someone else's like, oh, real hairy in there. Jesus Christ. So we had another diagram too, though, and for the life of me, I couldn't even figure out the orientation of what I was looking at. You know, I was like, is that a thigh and this area is the vagina? Is this person laying down or standing? I'm not really sure. The only way that makes me know the orientation of this page is the other writing on it. That's the only way I know. So, oh, God. So, anyway, I mean, yeah, this was a tough learning curve. I mean, most of the sex stuff, I feel like, what they need to do is tell you about the pregnancy stuff and how to not get pregnant, I think, and then the rest you can figure out, you know, as you go. That's really the important stuff. I mean, I don't really need to know where my vas deferens is. I still don't really know, you know what I mean? It's like, I don't know, there's the penis, there's the penis vein, there's balls and a ball sack. You know, that's all I really know from my outside view. Because that's where I'm not in the balls. I don't need to know what's going on inside the balls at all times. And I don't need to know, you know, that it's like a two-stage rocket or something. Like, oh, here's where the sperm comes out. Here's where it's mixed with the goo. And then it comes shooting out. I mean, I can just... It comes shooting out. And if there's a problem, I'll probably consult a professional. Because it's not like... What am I going to do? Take a sample and look under a microscope? Oh, clearly the semen to sperm ratio mixture is off. So I know how to fix that. You know, I need to eat more bananas or something. All right, let's get to these questions. So this is a book, Will Puberty Last My Whole Life? I don't know if that's a question in the book, but to get off to a start, yes. Pretty much. I mean, everyone thinks puberty is a phase. You know, you're going, oh, puberty sucks. Puberty sucks because that's the beginning of you. That's going to be, this is your life. You're going to have acne. Your hair is going to continue to grow in ways that you don't really appreciate. You know, you're going to be unhappy and have feelings about things. I mean, I guess you probably get older and have less feelings about things. But puberty is a mountain, you know, and you reach the top when you're probably like 35 and then you come back down. But you're on the mountain your entire life. So yeah, puberty is your whole life. Sorry, fucker. There's a girl side and a boy side. You know, like one side is questions that girls asked and one is questions that boys asked. So I thought I would start today with the girl questions because ladies first, right? And there's also a nurse who answers these questions, but you know, I'm going to start doing that. So here's the first question. What is the point of puberty? Why puberty? That's pretty simple, I think. I guess I don't know why puberty happens when it happens, you know. By the way, I'm going to just be trying to channel, imagining I'm, you know, the health teacher at the school. I've made bad life decisions that's resulted in me being a school health teacher for a career. I'm calling this a career. And that I'm teaching the class about all this shit. So anyway, what's the point of puberty? I don't know. That's like asking, what's the point of life? I don't really know why you can't just be born 12 and then be fully capable of everything and then die at 40. I don't know. That's not a reasonable question. Next question. Do all girls have puberty? I mean, yeah, I think so. I'm sure there are weirdos. I don't know. Like a weird disease. I mean, there are a lot of movies about weird diseases where people never grow up or grow up 10 times as fast. But I've never met one of these people in real life. I have to say that seems like a movie thing or something like that. That, you know, Simon Birch. You're Simon Birches and you're, who was that retarded guy? Jack, who got old real quick. Next question. When will all this happen for me? Probably ask your dad when he would be comfortable with you going through puberty and subtract 10 years. Next question. What if you want to talk about stuff but you are too shy? Then you're probably going to be like everybody else. I mean, no one really wants to talk about this. No one ever wants to talk. That's why you have this show. You're welcome, idiot. Next question. What body part does puberty start at? That's a dumb question. Everyone knows it's the boobs. What will growing up do to my future? Am I really ready to have all these changes in my life at the age of 10? Oh my God, is that when it starts? 10? I was probably right then. I mean, it's not going to... This is the future. This is what it is. You can't stop this from happening. This is not... you know, Back to the Future posited this theory that you could do things now that would change the future. This is, you're in the future already. It's like you're there and here at the same time. Will I still have puberty when I'm 50? No, actually, as a lady, you'll have reverse puberty, menopause. So everything that you hated about puberty will sort of happen again, but other bad shit. I mean, you'll just replace some bad shit with some other bad shit. How will going through puberty affect my soccer game? I mean, you might have some, I don't know, I guess it depends how you develop. If you're like a burly lady, you might be a little bit better off. There was a girl in my fifth grade class, Chris, who was basically like a horse in fifth grade. I mean, she was like the first person to go through puberty ever. So she dominated the soccer field. She could kick the soccer ball all the way down the field for boys and girls alike to chase after. So for her, it was great, I think. Except, I mean, it was probably not so great to be a gigantor all at other times. But on the soccer field, I think that you found one good thing. Is it important to have a door to your room during puberty? I mean, okay, are you not, you don't have a door to your room at your house? This is a, what, do you live in a teepee with other people? What's going on? They take the door off your head? That's insane. You should have a door on your room when you're two. You shouldn't be just living in a house with no doors. That's crazy. I don't know what's wrong with your parents. They're just weird hippie parents. There will be no doors in my house, and that's the final word. I would be more inclined to buy it if they played that song after. What do you say when a friend asks you a question about puberty and their mom hasn't told them anything about it? Do you answer? I would lie. Just make up a bunch of stuff. It depends. Do you like the friend? If you like the friend, I don't know, tell them what you know. But if you don't, make up a bunch of shit and you won't have to hang out with them anymore. Will I change my attitude when I go through puberty and do something like smoke or get tattoos? That probably depends on what happens before you go through puberty. But you know what? Smoking and getting tattoos isn't really cool anymore. I mean, maybe you don't know that when you're not going through puberty yet, but it's not that exciting. I suspect that by the time you're old... tattoos will be out, smoking in. So I would say go ahead and start smoking now. Let's see. Why are there so many mean words about a woman's body parts? I see. Like, you hear nicknames, boobs or tits instead of breasts. There are nicknames for boys' parts, too. Yeah, I agree. I don't know. It's hard. I mean, breasts sounds very clinical. This is the problem. I mean, you can't understand this as a youngin', but when you're trying to get sexy and you're like, may I see your bare breasts? It doesn't sound quite right. I mean, take off your shirt is a little bit better. Let's see them titties. How about you rub those fun bags all over my peep. See what I'm saying? Everyone's getting turned on now, so you can do it a lot better. Question, what is the best kind of food to eat when in puberty? You know, everyone's going to call you pizza face, and it's going to make you think about pizza a lot. And I don't really think eating pizza gives you acne. I think you're going to have acne anyway, so just eat pizza. I mean, it's fine. That's your whole life is the time to eat pizza. That's my point. You should always be eating pizza. You shouldn't be taking a break from pizza, because you will die someday. And you'll look back on that year of no pizza and think, what the fuck? What the fuck? Let's see. Question. I've gotten fat this year. Will it go away? Pfft, hell if I know. I mean, it's hard, because today, you know, I guess everyone talks about how everyone is fat. I don't know. I think there are some fats and some non-fats. You just fall into one and, you know, or the other. I don't know, they're both rot with their own kinds of misery. This is the thing. I probably would stop worrying so much about being fat or not fat. Because if you're fat and it's making you miserable, then you could probably do things to be healthy. And if you're real not fat and you wanted to do things to be real not fat, you could do some things. But you know, everyone's just going to meet in the middle, and you're a little bit of a slave to your own genetics. So you only have so much choice, so do what you could do to not to the point where you're making yourself miserable. I mean, if you're happier eating cake than you are not eating cake, I mean, no one likes a skinny, mean person, and no one likes a fat, mean person. So you got to just do some happy shit, for God's sake. What? Why do your thighs get big? Well, that's a great question. Probably so we have one more reason to be attracted to you. And I don't know. I mean, I'm sure there's some evolution thing, right? Where it's like, because, you know, your shape changes about pregnancy or something. I mean, I'm sure there's something like that, but it's a lot easier just to say, to hold up them big titties! Thank you. I am not looking forward to having pimples. What do I do to handle them? Well, that's... what do you do? Well, let me talk about my acne. I had acne. I have acne scars. This comes about because you have terrible acne. And so bad that your mom says, maybe we should go to the doctor and get you acne medicine. And you say, okay, whatever. But you think, I'm pretty much crippled socially, so I don't really care. I mean, the acne is almost a mask to protect you against society. No one wants anything to do with you. I had real painful acne, and then I got medicine, and it made my face real dry, which was also painful. So I said, fuck it, and stopped taking the medicine, and just had the one painful acne. And, I mean, there's nothing you can do. That's my point. I had a huge zit on my nose yesterday. 29. You're fucked. Pimples are just gonna happen, my friend. How many pimples do you usually get? Over a lifetime? You know, it's gotta be a million. Millions. Everywhere. Imagine every square inch of your body covered in pimples, then a skin, then a pimples, then a skin, then a pimples. That's probably approaching an accurate amount of how much pimple you can expect to experience. I used to wonder, because I was a very gross child, if you could squeeze all of your pimples into a jar, how much product you would get out of it. I mean, I don't know. There's just something to me interesting about that. Actually, I just had a conversation like 2 days ago, same thing about ejaculation. If you saved your ejaculate over your whole life, how much would it be? I don't think it'd be that much. Maybe like a bucket, 32-gallon bucket, maybe. I don't know. It's got to be a pretty small amount. Some people have noticed that I have a bad smell. What should I do about it? I mean, that's an easy one. This is a non-problem. You know, because I sweat a lot. I can get odoriferous. Odorous, odious, shitty smelling. All you gotta do is wash. And if you notice you smell, you need to wash more often. Do not put on perfume and cologne instead of washing, in lieu of washing. Do not, as I did, realize you forgot to put on deodorant when you're at school. Go to the bathroom and wash your armpits out because, you know, you could smell body odor smell. And then realize that it still wasn't enough. And go back and try to create a solid layer from the liquid soap that would sort of block the smell and hold it in the armpit. Because that's a day of misery you've got ahead of you, my friend. That is a day of misery that you will not soon forget. One of my friends has a lot of BO. Should I tell her or not? Yes, you should. You should find a way to do it. And it's going to be hurtful. I mean, you know what you could do? Get a deodorant, wrap a note around it, just shove it in her locker when she's not looking. She'll never know who did it. She'll get the message that she smells, and she'll be able to move on. Because I don't know if a friendship, you know, at this tender age can survive that. When you're a little older, I think you could. I think you could be like, you're my friend, I love you, you have body odor. And if you wear more deodorant, you'll be happier. Let's see. Oh, God. My friends say I need to wear a bra, but I'm too embarrassed to ask for one. What should I do? I mean, you just have to. I know it's embarrassing. I don't know. I guess I don't know why it's embarrassing. I was never that guy who was, like, embarrassed when, you know, I'm like, Mom, my underwear is all ripped to shit. I probably need new underwear. I mean, I don't know. I guess your breasts are in there. Your tatas, your ta-ting-tongs are in the bra. But, you know, I don't. Just be appropriate about it. I guess it would be tough. What if you were getting raised by a single dad, right? But you know what? It's like a bear, you know, when they say, oh, he's more scared of you than you are of him. Well, I don't know if that's bears. Let's say a raccoon. He's more scared of you than you are of him. That's how your dad relates to your breasts. He's much more scared of them than they are of him. So all you got to do is just tell him it's happening. He'll go red in the face, probably just hand you $10,000 in cash and be like, go get him. How do I ask my mom for a padded bra? Because I really want one. This is a mistake. Ladies, this is a mistake. Doing these false enhancements to your breasts is a huge error. Because eventually, I mean, not at this young age, but eventually you'll take that bra off and someone's going to be pissed. And it's not fair. It is not fair to do that. You know, you can't just pretend. Here's my question. All right, what if I said that I was a millionaire and then right before I had sex with someone, I said, P.S., I'm not a millionaire. Now they would sort of be like, all right, well, they lied to me. But also, if I don't have sex with them, it makes me look like I don't want to have sex with them because they're not a millionaire. Same difference. You told us this lie about your millionairehood of your bust, and then it's not true. How does that work? I don't understand. This is, I don't know what the male equivalent of that is, because I don't think anyone's really interested in, like, look at the size of his sack. I see the outline of his sack on his pants. This is going to be some amazing sex if I can see his sack now. Just imagine, huh? I don't know what the male equivalent is, but it's gross. I do know that. That's probably the biggest takeaway for the ladies here. Whatever questions you have kind of also apply to guys. Just imagine it being more gross. How's this going so far? Does it remind everyone of their talk they had with their father? Lightly caressing your thigh. Telling you about bras. Let's see. My friend told me if you eat a lot of corn, you grow breasts faster. Is this true? I kind of doubt it. I don't know. I mean, there might be some weirdness there with the hormones in corn or something like that. But here's the thing. And this applies to any longing penis questions as well, if we get to those eventually. If there was a food that made breasts bigger or penises bigger, we would fucking know by now. Believe me. If you could do it by corn, I mean, you would not be able to. Corn would be $5 million an ear. Only the richest tycoons. Cobb salad would be done. You wouldn't just be adding corn to stuff. Let's see. One of my breasts has been bigger than my other one for a while. Is this normal? Yes. I think that that's the way it is. Actually, I kind of do think that the easiest way for me to identify fake breasts is they look super symmetrical. Suspiciously symmetrical. A little too symmetrical. I wish I had, I should have got a lady on this episode because it would be good to ask things like, do you prefer your larger or your smaller breast? Like, which one's your good? I don't know. I guess I couldn't pick between my balls. They're pretty much the same. But they're not so front and center. I don't really spend a lot of time contemplating my balls. You know, I know which leg is better, for example. One's a little stronger than the other. I have a cat that pushes down on my breasts. Will that damage them? I mean, this is a person who, there's a certain number, most of the kids in this book, these questions that I've read, I hope that they kept and gathered the names of the people who ask these questions, because someone needs to go have a serious talk with them. If my cat pushes on, what do you think's going to happen? Your cat is going to pop your breast like a balloon. It's going to go flying across the room as it shoots out air and blood. And then you'll just have this deflated sack on your chest. Give me a break. What are stretch marks for on your breasts? What are they for? I mean, I hate questions like this. Well, let's look at the word stretch mark. So if something has stretched, then there's a mark. There you go. The word answers. It's a brilliant word because, you know, the word answers its own question. You don't have to go through a lot of explanation there, right? Jesus Christ. Let's see. My grandma told me that once I shave my legs, I need to shave my legs the rest of my life. Is that true? People say this. They say, oh, when you use a razor, you know, your hair is going to come back twice as strong and twice as long. That's a bunch of bullshit. And let me explain to you why people think that. They think that because they start shaving their legs at the point when it becomes a problem. However, when you start shaving your legs, let's say at 12, that's just the beginning. The hair is going to march forward into your life. This is the reason that Pete only one time attempted shaving the hair off of his butt, which is way too hairy in relativity to the rest of his body. He did it once, and then he thought, what am I going to do? Do this for the rest of my life? My ass is not going to get less hairy. I don't think, again, this is a phase that my butt is going through where it thinks, let's try hair, see how a butt beard works. No. This is only going to get more, and I'm not willing to commit to shaving my butt forever. Now, that's a butt, so I don't know how different it is. Also, don't ask your grandma about grooming. What does a grandma know? My grandma did not own one pair of jeans. Well, who knows? When you have armpit hair, is it okay if you cut it with scissors, or is it better to shave it? I mean, I don't know why. If you're cutting it with scissors, that suggests that it's awfully long already. You know what I mean? So, I mean, if you're cutting with scissors, you might as well just give up and not even do anything to it, is what I would, you know what I mean? If I'm cutting my butt hair again, trimming it with scissors just to keep it at a low level, you know, that I'm a good inch, because I want there to be an inch, but I don't want the hair getting in my eyes or sucked into the butthole or something. I don't know what the goal is here. But, you know, the armpit hair for the ladies is kind of a pass-fail. There's not a, all right, this amount is an A, that's a B, that's a C, that's a D, that's an F. There's an A and an F, and it's none or some. That's all there is. You know, I don't think it would have to be inordinately long for me to think, not only did she not shave her armpits, but it was very long. Let's see. Can I wake up one day and have a lot of pubic hair? Probably not. I don't think it's just going to boink overnight, you know, ding, boink, 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 come shooting out. But, hey, who knows? You know, I think it comes quickly. I think it comes, you know, much faster than beard hair. Every guy I knew had a shitty mustache when he was like 15. It barely came in. And you can sort of grow, guys can sort of grow a fake beard or mustache. And by fake, I mean, they don't have the density of hair, but they let the hairs they do have grow very long. So then it kind of looks like there's a lot of hairs there, but there's like five swirled around. It's kind of a comb over for the face. But I think pubes come in pretty evenly, and I wouldn't worry about it. I mean, you're going to have plenty of pubes. Don't even worry about it. What is the point of pubic hair? I think just to cause problems. Just to fuck it up. You know, just to make something, one more thing for you to worry about. If we were all bald in the pube region, it would be really easy, actually. Because let's face it, we're not all going to have equal hair, and we're going to have weird colored hair. But if we were all bald, it wouldn't seem weird. I wish, you know, this whole thing makes me think there cannot be a God. Let's see, what should I do about pubic hair if I swim? That is a pretty good question for the girls, actually. This is probably the acid test. This is a good test for maybe if you need to get the hair under control. If you put on a swimsuit, and I can tell through the swimsuit that you have pubes. I mean, I can see a mound of pube. I can make out curls. Or if it's coming out of the sides, then something needs to happen. Something needs to be done. I don't mean to just oppress people. I mean, you could just wear board shorts, I guess, if you really don't want to. But it would be a good test to know how you're doing pube-wise, because if I can't tell through your swimsuit, then you're appropriate pubes. You know, you're either appropriate or inappropriate the other way. But you're doing fine. If I can tell, that's another one where I think, oh my God, if I was a dad. What if I was a single dad raising a girl and she's like 13 and we go to Waterworld? She's still like a kid enjoying the rides and I'm like, oh my God, I can see her pubes. Oh my God. Single dads probably all need a female friend from work or something who can come and break these hard newses to their daughter. At some point, the daughter's going to figure out, like, oh shit, Janine's here. We're screwed, you know, I'm about to hear something that I don't want to hear. Janine from Ghostbusters, because I would think she'd be a good one to have the talk. She could be very frank, you know. You gotta shave your pubes. Let's see. Oh, good. Some period questions. This will be great. Why is it called menstruation? Why men? That's actually a really good question. This is the first question that I thought, shouldn't it be womanstration? This is like, I'm sure there's somebody out there who said that, right? It's like when they talk about history, and it's like, what about herstory? You're like, okay. I don't know. When I hear the word history, I don't think, yes, his story, because men good, women bad. But womanstration, I don't know. I don't know. I think it sounds bad, but I think everything sounds bad when I say it. Womanstration. I can't help myself. Does your period last forever? I mean, no. It starts, and then you have it every month, and then it goes away. I'm not sure if you're asking, I have my period right now, is it going to last forever? The answer is no. Or if you're saying, I had my period, and am I going to have it forever? The answer to that's also no. You will die someday. Nothing is forever. That's a great thing to learn here today. Nothing is forever, and eventually you'll stop having periods. But I mean, you're going to be a slave to this the majority of your life, yeah, if that helps. Let's see, what should you do if you've been waiting, and your period doesn't happen? Listen, no rush. I mean, if the period, I don't know, is this a thing for ladies? Is this like the thing where people, natural childbirth, that it's like a thing that I'll never understand because I don't have the parts? It comes when it comes, you know? I mean, there's no man equivalent. It's like when you get pubes, no one really cares. We just make fun of men who don't have pubes, and then they have them. You know, and this all comes to an end when you're about 16, because then you're just like, I don't want other people to see my dick. I don't want to see their dicks. I don't want to see anyone's vaginas. I just wish everyone would stay home and watch Sons of Anarchy. Let's see. Do you start out with pads, tampons, or what? Ugh. Well, I mean, that seems like a personal choice. My understanding, and I could be totally wrong here, but I don't think I am. The pad sort of works as like, imagine your roof is leaking, okay? And there's a hole. There's a clear hole drilled in the roof. Now, you could deal with the rain coming down in a number of ways. The pad way is to put a towel down on the floor, and the drops get absorbed by the towel and therefore don't ruin the carpet, aka your pants. You could also jam the towel into the hole, and therefore it stops it at that earlier stage up inside. However, you know, then you have to retrieve it and whatnot. There's also a rain barrel type option that I don't fully understand and seems difficult. And also, I don't think the idea of a little cup brimming with period juices seems very appealing. But what can you do? How do you stick a tampon in your vagina? I don't really know. Let me put it this way. I don't know, but it seems like something you just have to do. You know what I mean? You just got to try it. You'll get there. You can do this, hun. Go get him. What if I accidentally put the tampon in the wrong hole or in too far? Oh, God. Listen, I can tell you that's not going to happen. I know that's not going to happen because, believe me, when you're pushing something in your butthole, you know. You can tell. It's not like you get a local anesthetic downstairs and then put in the tampon. You know, you're going to be aware of what you're doing. There's sensation on both ends. I mean, don't sit upside down till all the blood runs to your upper body and you can't feel anything and then just poke around blindly. But, look, this is Pete talking. Pete's pushed a suppository into his butt before in recent times. And I will tell you, it is not an easy task. You have to sort of slowly guide it in. And it's like, and eventually, you know, you just keep going and you have to push further than you ever really thought you would. And you know, here's the other thing. When you're pushing something into your butthole, a half an inch feels like a million miles. You know what I mean? Every inch is noticeable, okay? The thing is probably inch and a half, maybe two, probably inch and a half. And I'm telling you, from the very moment it starts going in there, and you know, you can ask these questions, how do you know if I'm getting it in my butthole? Well, believe me, you can tell. You feel an icy cold feeling of a foreign object going in there. And it slowly travels, and you just sort of relax. And eventually, when you get it far enough, it almost just, like, gets sucked in the rest of the way. I don't assume that a vagina works like a butt. I don't know if a vagina works like a butt. I kind of doubt it, because they do different stuff. However, what I'm saying is, if I can learn to put a little bullet of Preparation H into my butthole, you can learn to put a tampon into your vagina. Boom. That's good advice. That's the good advice. The thing I am most worried about is, will people know just by looking at me that I had my period? Yeah, I mean, I know. This is like a big worry I had as a kid. I don't know if anyone else had these sort of thoughts. I thought, for example, what if everyone but me is psychic and they can all read my thoughts and they all know what I'm thinking about them? Which is a big problem because I was young and an idiot and thought so many horrible things about people. And that's mostly what I did, was think terrible things about other people. So what if everyone but me is psychic and knows that that's what I'm doing? I'm going to look like a real... Everyone must fucking hate me and think I'm a total asshole, which I kind of am in a way. I also had this thought, a similar one, and you know, I was like, maybe they're not telling me because, you know, this is a good experiment. It's like some Truman Show kind of shit here. Then I had the thought, what if everyone but me, what if I'm actually retarded and I don't know? You know what I mean? What if I'm so retarded that I have no idea that that's what's happening to me right now? And, you know, I'm in big trouble. You know? I don't even know that that's what I'm doing. I mean, I'm screwed at that point, right? What could you do? And everyone else is just like, oh, God. And, you know, they're not going to come up to you and be like, hey, you're real retarded. So you have to sort of live your life. So I'm going, you know, blissfully about thinking everything's great when really everyone else is looking at me like, oh, my God, is someone going to tell that guy he's retarded? But no one wants to. Anyway, you know, don't you all have these thoughts about, hey, maybe these bad things have been happening to me? But they're not. You know what? No one can tell you've had your period. And no one cares either, by the way. Let's see. What do you do if you get your period while you're swimming? Freaked out. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Unless you're in like a Vin Diesel movie and there's a shark in the water, I think you're going to be fine. No one's really going to know. No one can tell. I don't think a period is like a gallon of blood. I guess I shouldn't say, but I suspect. What do you think might have happened when a caveman had their period? That's actually a really good question. I mean, I would guess they just like shoved stuff around and in or wiped off or whatever. I mean, what did a caveman do when he puked? You know, I can't imagine they had a lot of great plans there when they puked, but they had to do something. So I don't know. I would just, enough. I can't answer any more of these period questions. These are a lot. You guys have way too many questions about periods. It's just a thing. I'm sorry. It sucks. I'm sorry. It does suck. I'm sorry. What are you going to do? Let's see. Do girls in puberty gossip? Do they ever stop gossiping? Ugh. Yeah, I mean, girls, this is a rough time for girls. Here's the thing. This is probably a little sexist, but rough time for girls and guys for very different reasons. I think for girls it would be rough because, yes, you have these problems where you don't really know, you know, who are your friends? Why is this person being such a bitch? How come they had a party and invited her and not her? All that kind of shit. For guys, it's more like, oh my God, you know, this other guy attacked me with urine. You know what I mean? See, everyone's got their issues. It's a tough time. It's a tough time. Yeah. I have a crush and a big one. Is this okay and how can I deal? Oh, yeah, man. This is fine. This is normal. You should tell you don't have to tell the person. You're young. Just enjoy the crush. You're going to have fun. You are going to have fun just having crush. Having a crush is probably the best. Until, you know, at this age. Then you get old and it just blows and you're miserable. What is gay? What is gay? Gay is a girl who likes a girl and a guy who likes a guy. That's gay. That is real fucking gay. That homosexuality. That's what it is. I know. I know that's not a hilarious answer. I'm sorry. None of this is. What is the right grade to start dating? That depends who you ask. If you ask me, I don't know. When you're like, I don't know. I don't know what kids do for dates. We went to the roller rink and held hands and listened to Mariah Carey songs. You know, I don't know what you do now. There's no roller rink. There's no malt shop. You can't drive until you're like fucking 20, you know? I don't understand what... This is, I think, a big problem. Kids not being able to drive at 16 because everyone thought, oh, this will be great. They won't die on the road. Granted. But what are they going to do? Now they have to, you going to have a date at the house? That's insane. I don't like that. I just don't like that idea. You know? Oh, should my dad know I'm going through puberty? I think he's going to know. You know, I don't think there needs to be a declaration. You don't need to have a puberty party, a coming out of the puberty closet party or whatever. I mean, that's not a real thing. I think he's going to be aware. I have a feeling. Dads are pretty clueless and out of it and assholes and stupid idiots, but I think they'll know. Why do I love my family so much? Fuck you. That's not even a question. Why am I so great? I don't know. I wish I knew. Let's see. Do girls have totally different feelings than boys? I mean, that's a tough question, because yes and also no. I think you have the same feelings. Like, okay, boys and girls both get mad, but I don't think they express being mad in the same way. For example, you know, a girl might express anger by, you know, throwing a dish against the wall. A boy might express anger by doing a weekly hour-long podcast for the rest of his life. You know, same things. Different names for the same things. Why do boys have bigger arm muscles? It's not fair. Because we need them to do strong things, like beat up girls. I don't know. I don't know why we get the good stuff like that. I mean, biologically, it seems like boys get a pretty good hand. Although I think it handicaps our brains. So take that for what it's worth. My question is, why do the boys' penises go up? Why can't they just stay down? Yeah, I mean, I don't know. They can't stay... Well, we need to have sex, and your vaginas are very inconveniently located. If there was some way to just have it point straight down at all times and have sex, that would be my preference. That would be fine. I wouldn't mind that. It would save a lot of time. You know, it's like these Kama Sutra and like, oh, calendars of position of the day or whatever. It's like, this is, I mean, to me, this tells me that this is a broken system. If there need to be this many ways around what God has created for us, it's like, you know, the maker puts the vagina and the penis in such a way that you're like, well, probably the easiest way is for you to get on your hands and then kick your legs up, and I'll grab them wheelbarrow fashion and trundle you around the apartment. You know what I mean? Like, that's not a good situation to be in. I don't think that needs to be done. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know whose fault it is. When a boy's penis goes up, does it shoot up or does it slowly lift up? I would say it's more of a pulsing. It's actually grosser than the two options you thought of. It sort of pulses up. It's very great. Does the penis get stiff just overnight? And when it does get stiff, does it hurt? I think it happens, you know, just all of a sudden at night. I don't think it's like during the night it begins the slow process of penis hibernation, which is getting hard. It just does it, you know, I think it just does it when you wake up, sort of. When it's most inconvenient. I mean, I could have a boner from 2 to 3 a.m. and never even know most of the time. But it has to happen at, you know, 6:45 is when I try to roll over. And it's like, oh, God damn it. And does it hurt? I mean, actually, a long-lasting boner, not fun. Not fun. Why do penises hurt when you step on them? I mean, that's a terrible question. Why does your finger hurt when you step on it, dum-dum? Do sperms have brains? Jesus Christ. No, I mean... I think you, like I, went to the Look Who's Talking school of sexual education. And where they're all round, get around, and they're like running around, getting around. Do you guys remember that part? There's the part at the beginning, which I thought was the best part of that movie. And it's like the sperms are all running through, I don't know, the vagina and stuff. And they have the Beach Boys going like this. And it's sperm going like, oh, yeah. And another one's like, gangway. And another one's like, hang 10, brother. And they're sperm going into a vagina. And, you know, this was hilarious to a kid. It almost seemed like it was made for kids to enjoy, yet it's not super appropriate. I mean, that's someone ejaculating. And the sperms were, like, real close up. I would like to see a... There must be a special edition where they show how they shot that, because that was in the 80s. I don't think they just computer animated shit like that. I mean, they must have got, like, some kind of weird fish and put a costume on it or something and put it in a long tube at the McDonald's Playland or something like that, and then played the Beach Boys and really completed the whole illusion. Let's see. If you are Joe's best friend and you know that he is having an erection and he doesn't know, should you tell him or not? I mean, I think he knows. You don't get a lot of boners that you don't know about, you know. And the knowing is usually only makes it worse. Especially if you're a lady. This being the lady section of the book, a lady noticing a boner does not help a boner go away, ever. Let's see. How do the boys' and girls' parts fit so perfectly together? Is it planned that way? When you say fits perfectly together, you're making a lot of assumptions. You may be assuming that the penis is on the underside as well. It is not. The vagina is not on the front like the penis. This is something I had to learn embarrassingly late in life and be a little upset about, frankly. Frankly, I was like, well, how the hell is this going to work? I kind of thought it would be like just running a girl through with a sword. Just stab her in the front, you know, and then that done and done. But no, it goes like up inside the long way. It's terrible. Let's see. Where is the most likely place to have sex? I don't know. I don't know where kids have sex. As a young person, probably my most frequent sex was in super uncomfortable situations where an adult was either in the next room or about to come home or something like that. You know, I don't think I ever had a sex where I was thinking, let's go wild, you know? It was always about getting caught or something. This is a difference between me and probably some other people, too. I think for some, there was a thrill of getting caught. For me, there was no thrill in getting caught. I was pretty pumped about the sex part and not so pumped about the getting caught part. I mean, I guess sex was new enough for me that was fun on its own. I didn't need to let's add a little spice to this dish. I was still eating Kraft macaroni and cheese. I wasn't like, oh, let's add a dash of celery salt and some pepper. No. Is it nice to have sex? Like, is it uncomfortable or comfortable? That pretty much depends. Depends on the situation. Could be pretty uncomfortable. You know, the emotional situation, too. Can two humans do sex anytime, or is it a time in the year the penis comes up? Like, like in the spring, the penis is like, hello, welcome back to the world, and then you just have to bang. I mean, luckily for society... Although that would be a very interesting society, I think. If men were sort of in heat for a month out of the year, we would be so productive. I mean, Steve Jobs would look like a fucking idiot because everyone else would be... Yeah, we came up with the iPad like in 1954 because we have not been masturbating ourselves nearly to exhaustion almost every day. You know, and all the stuff that went into porno would probably not really go into porno because... Once the in-heat time was over, you'd be like, eh, I'm not real into this porno. You know, and the next year you'd be like, fuck, why didn't we work more on porno? But you would have, it would be too late. You know, you can't go back. So I don't know, maybe someone should do that, kind of incorporate a cycle of sorts into the whole thing. Why do people have sex? It's so gross. I mean, yeah, it's pretty gross. I don't know. This is a hard one to explain. It's gross. I mean, if you just saw sex, I would think it's pretty gross. You know, the whole thing is gross. And sometimes, I mean, if you get too much in your head about it being weird when you start thinking about sex while you're having sex and you're like, this is just me, like, shooting my seed around... You know, because someday I'll be dead, but there's a little part of my brain that wants me to not be dead in a sort of a way. That's a really good way to kill the romance. So it's not fun. Not fun. Why do people talk about sex in songs, like in rap? Oh, like, let's talk about sex, baby. Because it's something to talk... I mean, it's one of the main topics of adulthood. You know, and there haven't been a lot of successful raps about food and work. Because those things are boring. Sex is, I guess, less boring. I mean, it's not really... Honestly, food is pretty exciting, but I guess Weird Al cornered that market early on. You know what I mean? When you have sex, do you have to wait for the boy to be erected, or does he do it on command? Oh my god. It is not on command, believe me. It's the opposite of that. It's pretty much... There's nothing you can do. You know what I mean? It's like trying to make yourself be itchy, is the closest thing I can think. You can't... To some extent, if you really tried and thought about it, it might help. But if it's not happening, it's not happening. It's just, yeah, it doesn't happen. It just doesn't turn on. How do people in wheelchairs have sex? I mean, they probably pretty much just have... It's not that different, right? Because you could just be laying down in a bed or sitting in a chair. So I guess if their penis works. And if it doesn't, they probably don't have a lot of sex. Let's see. I read in a book that if you have sex standing up, you won't get pregnant. Is that true? These are the kinds of things that I could not understand as a boy. I mean, even as a young lad, when someone asked a question like that, I thought, you are really stupid. Think about this. Can you swallow food if you're upside down? Yes? Oh, interesting. So you're saying there are systems that counteract gravity in your body. When you're in a swimming pool and you're touching the bottom of the deep end of the pool, can you make your way to the top? Oh, you can. Interesting. So just, I mean, people don't even fucking think sometimes. That one's a person who's getting, yeah, the talk needs to be tracked down because they're going to be like, let's just have standing up sex and that way we'll be fine. If a man wears a condom so he can have sexual intercourse, what's the point of putting the penis inside the vagina because it can't do anything? I mean, it can do things. There's some motion there. I know, it seems crazy, but, I mean, it kind of works. It kind of works. I don't know, I mean, you could, You can build a snowball while wearing a glove, and it does not have the same sensation as not wearing a glove. However, there's still things that are satisfying about building and throwing a snowball. Boom. If you have sex 10 times, will you have 10 babies? No. No, you will not, because you don't have a baby for every sex. That's idiotic. Is a baby the funnest thing about having sex? No. Actually, a baby is the least fun thing about having sex, I'm afraid. Pretty close, I would say, with your mid-level sexual transmitted diseases, your herpes and whatnot. You know, not the ones that kill you, but the ones that never go away and cause occasional breakouts of sorts. I mean, why would that be the funnest part of having sex? If that was the funnest part of having sex, why would people be having the amount of sex they're having for the amount of babies they're having? You know what I mean? Is that what you're looking forward to? You're just looking, oh, sex is a good way to a baby? How old are you, 13? This is crazy. Is giving birth the most painful and joyful situation in life? I don't know. I mean, I'll never really know. I have to say, so I saw my office mate showed me this video, and it was of these two guys from some TV show, like in the Netherlands or something, and they put on these weird electrodes that were supposed to simulate the feeling of having a baby. You know, so it's like, oh, now you'll know what it's like, men. I don't like that stuff. I mean, I get that it sucks. But pain is all about perception. There's no way you're going to know. You know what I mean? And I don't know. I mean, if my arm gets chopped off, ripped off by a lion, I'm not going to go around saying like, hey, prego lady, you don't know shit. You know what I mean? I got my arm ripped off. What are you going to do? Or, you know that guy, that guy who cut his arm off in the 100 million 20 hours or whatever? I mean, does that guy just go around telling everyone how painful it was? Because that seems pretty shitty. Much shittier than having a baby. Not to mention, he comes out minus an arm, you come out plus a baby. What I'm saying is, I don't think that you have to experience everything to know that it sucks and to acknowledge that it sucks. And I don't think it's like, you should know what it's like. You know what I mean? You don't know what it's like, so it's not fair. It's like, what do you want me to do? You want me to create extra pain for me for no baby? There's not going to be a baby as a result. It's kind of a horrible thing to say and to do. You know, what do you want? You want to hook your husband up to the machine so you experience the same labor at the same time? That's idiotic. Why would you want someone to feel pain that you're feeling? You know, when I get the flu, I don't be like, hey, my girlfriend, why don't you come get the flu? You know, you should know what this is like. This is the worst flu. If you knew what this was like, you would probably be, you know, we'd be happier. I was wondering if one ovary contained all girls and the other all boys. No, because I think that the sperm has the boy or girl thing, but I would like to congratulate you for asking the one question that I've heard thus far, which I have to say, I see where you're coming from, and actually, I think your system is better. Congratulations. Let's see. We're almost there, you guys. Are there ways for two lesbian moms to have a baby? I mean, yes. Of course. There's a way for everything. This is science time. Okay? We can do science of anything. We can have a man experience the pain of having a baby. I think we could put a baby in a woman. Yeah, I think that's probably possible. Jesus Christ. What else is there I should know? I mean, nothing lasts forever. My mom, I'll never forget this. We were on this terrible plane ride one time. We hadn't even left the ground. We were flying on Royal Air Maroc, and it was a piece of shit. You know, this was a plane that I thought, I'm going to die. And then we spent so long on the ground, you know, and it got all hot in the plane. And there were a bunch of kids on there taking a trip to Africa from some, like, inner city school. And they all had cameras. And they were, you know, the lights were off in the plane, so they were all shooting the flash of their cameras all around because that was their game. I mean, there was no cockpit door. They took off the plane, and like all the luggage things were swinging around open and shit. I thought we were going to die, and I was upset because I was like, I didn't want to wait that long to die. If I was just going to die in this plane, I wish we could have done it immediately. And so we're sitting on the ground for 2 hours, probably. And after an hour, I think my mom said something to me like, you know what? Nothing lasts forever. This will be over eventually, too. And I was like, she's right. Smart lady, that mom. So, I mean, that's really all you need to know about puberty. It will end. You will make it out the other side and not be happy, but you'll be out the other side. I think that's all for today. But tune in next time for the boys' special edition of Puberty Talk. And we'll see you guys soon.